And we may not know when the general election will be held here, but in the UK it's just 18 days away before they go to the polls. And Brexiteer Nigel Farage, he's back and has blown open the campaign, with a poll suggesting his Reform UK party has overtaken the Conservatives, who now, according to some, face electoral near extinction. Meanwhile, the Labour Party is waiting on the wings and is on course for a big majority. And to take us through all of the latest twists and turns is Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor of the Financial Times, who's on the line from London. Lucy, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nigel Farage, he seems to have made it his life's work, really, to torment the Conservative Party. Is he finally about to have some success here, or is this just another false dawn for him?
Well, let's see. I mean, a lot of the polls that have taken specific soundings from voters in Clacton seem to suggest he could become an MP finally. On the numerous attempts he's had to date haven't been successful. I think this is his ninth, so that would be a big coup for him, and to be in Parliament itself would allow him a much louder platform to make his arguments. And of course, we've heard in recent weeks the suggestion from some in the Tory party that he should be welcomed in with open arms. I think on the right flank, people like Suella Braverman, the former Home Secretary, would be very glad to see a sort of uniting of the right, the Reform Party and the Conservatives. And that, in some ways, the suggestion that he alone could come to Parliament is modest. You know, there are some MRPs, in-depth polls, that suggest Reform could win up to 7 MPs. So I think that would be, a very significant win for the Reform Party going forward. Of course, what the Tory party are worried about is not just Reform winning a handful of seats, but splitting the right-wing vote across the country and allowing Labour to get, you know, what now even Tory cabinet ministers are admitting on record could be a supermajority for Sir Keir Starmer by leeching votes away from the Conservatives on the right to Reform.
And we'll get to that in a moment. But is that part of Nigel Farage's overall plan then, do you think, to get elected, get his seat on the 8th attempt and then join ranks with Conservatives?
Well, I think he's hinted at as much. You know,
and possibly become a leader.
Well, exactly. He said he wouldn't want to lead the party as it currently exists, but he has sort of spoken openly this week about his prediction that there will be something new that sort of emerges on the right, something that looks like a sort of amalgamation of the Conservative Party, what's left of it possibly after this election, if it really is as disastrous a rout as some of the polls are predicting, and Reform. So he is clearly welcoming that. You know, I've spoken to many inside the Tory on its right flank who think that, you know, he could be a saviour for it. And it's precisely because Rishi Sunak has failed to offer up red meat policies on immigration, on tax, on cultural issues, that's the reason that the Tory party, you know, has slipped so far in the polls. But let's be clear, you know, moderate centrists in the Tory party, like David Cameron, who's spoken out against Nigel Farage in the Sunday Times today, they view him as absolutely anathema. And they make the argument, you know, in the UK, traditionally, you can only win general elections from the centre ground. And they fear that lurching further to the right, embracing populist hard right figures like Nigel Farage, is a recipe for the party spending the next decade or more in the wilderness.
And you mentioned the Conservative Party's warning bells around this supermajority that Labour could get. Is that the Conservatives' only hope now of limiting that majority? They've given up all hope really on anything more than that.
Well, look, Rishi Sunak can't admit that publicly, but certainly, you know, people I speak to in the campaign sort of say quite frankly that the mood inside the campaign headquarters in Westminster, Matthew Parker Street, is pretty funereal. MPs, now candidates, I should say, that I speak to say, report that, you know, activists just aren't bothering to turn up and campaign. They think, what's the point? They see the result as a fait accompli. So I think, you know, there has been this pretty significant inflection moment in the campaign that started just over over a week ago, about 10 days ago, when the party started to disseminate adverts on social media talking about the importance of there being a strong opposition to Keir Starmer and a Labour government in Parliament. We heard Grant Shapps talk about this idea of, you know, trying to stop a supermajority. This pivot to talking in that way does feel to me a pretty big change that is essentially, in the eyes of many, including critics in the Conservative Party, an admission that they are headed for a spell in opposition.
And Keir Starmer, his campaign has been pretty low key. I mean, there was no surprises in the Labour Party manifesto. Is he just trying to make a virtue now of sort of steady as she goes approach, just stay out of trouble between now and election day?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And I think there are a few strategists who'd advise him to do anything different at this stage. With this seemingly rock solid 20-point lead in the polls, you know, why jeopardize that by rolling the dice or taking any risks? I think all the clamour for risk-taking and bold action is coming from Tory circles, who are saying to Rishi Sunak, at this stage of the game, with under 3 weeks to go, we've got nothing to lose. We might as well roll the dice and see if anything will start to kind of shrink that gap between us and Labour. But as for Starmer, no, I expect we'll see more of the same, talking only about his missions, trying to keep to this safety-first approach up until polling day on July the 4th.
Briefly, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been warning that Britain faces what he called a freak majority for Labour. Is he right?
The polling points that way at present. And from what I understand from people who've worked in political strategy, once a party talks in the way we've just been discussing about, you know, a result being a fait accompli, about, you know, being in opposition, that tends to depress its turnout even more. So although Tories are talking about this idea of a supermajority, hoping it motivates Conservative swing voters to turn out, in fact, history tells us that often the opposite is true.
OK, Lucy Fisher from the Financial Times, thanks very much for joining us. And after the break, it's Vive la Gare, the rise of Gaelic games in France.